Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It's exciting tonight. Oh, it's exciting tonight, folks. We have a full episode for you, as opposed to the part episodes we normally have, because...
Well, life's complete.
It is, because first, we have the unlicensed taxi driver.
Hello, folks, and I'm excited.
Yes.
How about you?
Oh, I am.
I'm excited, Rob. What are you?
Well, I'm exceptionally excited because we have the appropriately dressed, sassy, and to some, sexy.
And classy.
To many.
Classy.
To many.
Superstar Steve Gibson on the show tonight.
Hola, ladies. Hola, hola.
In the house.
Well, good to be back. Here's my little buzzer tonight.
He's doing that because, folks, on a future episode next week, you're going to hear the electrifying return of Wine Vault Trivia when the superstar takes on the hapless, unlicensed taxi driver.
Oh, no. Up to 500. One and one, baby. One and one, baby. And because of the powers that may be, the first results are under review.
I always find you curious.
The leaders are...
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here.
Do you have an exhaust leak in your car, Scott?
I did.
Okay.
It's bad.
I was just trying to figure out what the cause of you are. But anyway, folks, that's next week, or later. On tonight's episode, like always, we have a wondrous wine, a well-known wine, a wine that you can buy anywhere and everywhere, a wine that is taking the wine world by storm and
is
very, very average, but from a major producer that might send the people to kill us. Penfolds, folks. Penfolds on the program tonight. And more specifically, their Canunga Hill Shiraz Cabernet. And you've probably never heard anybody on any kind of wine review ever be that enthusiastic about this wine. Because it's not that enthusiastic of a wine. But still.
What? There's no enthusiasm in your description of that.
My fault.
Now, we have talked about Penfolds in
why not?
Good terms.
We have.
But a different little thing that we like. Their port?
Oh, their port. Their tiny port, their club port. We like that very much. But this is their base red. Base. Cheap ass shit.
Cheap base of base.
What'd you give a bottle?
$10-$11.
Yep.
So it's value priced. It has the Penfolds on the label. And who knows? So folks, we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back after I stop stuttering here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. I was remiss in saying that in the background, you hear her very faintly because she's busy working away. Hopefully not looking at my internet history.
The intern?
No.
Oh.
It's the triple B. The triple B.
Now,
currently, she's on IR because of, well, pregnancy.
You have a baby?
Well, yes.
Oh.
We are. Another boy. Or it could be what we already have. Yes, could be. Spawn.
So three boys.
Spawn
wow.
Of the devil.
There's a lot.
That is a lot. It's a lot. But
did you miss the unveiling?
No, I mean, I
unveiling?
Yeah. Well, you know, Rob's heartbroken because he wanted a blonde haired, blue eyed girl. Yeah.
So did you have a little Aryan baby girl?
Scott said that, and he's a liar. Why are you looking at my things? I can look over your shoulder. And see what you're looking at.
You could still have a fourth one. That could probably be a good one.
There you go. Four is a great number.
Becky's always wanted five or six kids.
And that's the episode tonight, folks.
Right, Becky? Mm-hmm.
Four is a wonderful number that you ever knew.
Right. I mean, let's get a baseball. Let's at least get a basketball game going with your kids. You know what I mean?
Three boys and a blonde-haired girl.
Three coins and a fountain. Plop, plop, plop.
Is that a song?
Plop. I think it's
three coins.
I think it's two coins. Is it three coins at all? Either way, you have three.
Really exciting. Anyway.
Three dog night.
The Penfolds tonight. That's even more exciting.
Is that the racing team? No, that's Penske. Never mind.
Penske.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Well. Oh, and there goes the Triple B, folks. She is leaving us tonight. Have a good night's sleep. Yes, do that. Yes. But don't beat them anymore. They've already learned their lesson. Anyway, so back to the show. Oh, did I say that on the show?
You did.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, conundrum.
Love slap.
No, I meant beat. Anyway, you need my belt? No, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, Becky's going to beat the children.
Yeah. Conungahill. In Australia, there are mutts, and this is kind of a mutt. Conungahill, I who knows what that refers to. We'll see if it says anything on the label. Nope. It doesn't actually say what Conungahill is. It's from Australia. Aussie is
South Australia designation.
It is a South Australia, and part of it is Barossa, that's McLaren Vale, Coonawarra, Pathway, and Rotten Bully. And those are all, you know, hey, whatever.
It's a mutt. It's like I said, it's a mutt.
But
it's
Shiraz,
the California label designation of
AVAs.
Of Australia.
Provinces?
Court of wine designated areas. It's 65% Shiraz and 35% Cab, at least the 16 was. I can't find anything on the 15, but I'm assuming that blend is pretty much what it normally is. 10 months American oak, and it's fermented in stainless steel. So that's all the exciting info about it. So let's just check it out here.
Well, it passes a look test.
It does.
It
looks
nice,
deep, dark. There's no translucent whatsoever. It is dense looking. You know what's interesting though? We haven't tasted it yet, but it's not on a lot of restaurant menus. You know, and there are some other. They make a Shiraz Mourvèdre and a few other things. You would think that it would be an interesting thing, an interesting pour at a restaurant, and you wouldn't have to charge very much for it. I mean, yeah.
Do you know what else is interesting?
What?
That right on the back label is the makeup of this wine.
Well, I know. What is it? Shiraz Cab.
68%.
Oh, 68. Oh,
that's
for 15?
A little odd. Yeah. I don't think I could put this in a restaurant, though.
Oh. Well, first, but we haven't drank it
Coonunga.
Yet. Coonunga. Coonungahill. It's in every grocery store.
For sure. You might see a Penfolds, but it won't be this.
I've never seen a Penfolds in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I haven't.
No.
Well, maybe on like the bin
it's
three.
It's 2015.
Yeah. I mean, you might see something high-end, but not their inexpensive stuff. Let's give this a whirl. I couldn't read that. It's too small print on the back. I need glasses.
Let's give it a little air. It's oxidated.
Oxidate. Well, yeah. Get a little oxygen.
Oh,
oxygen.
Very nice. Stevie buddy throwing it out.
So cloth.
On the nose. Slight. You know what could hear you on the mic anyway. Slight bit of vanilla alcohol. A tinge of black olive. Porn.
Yeah, I'm not real big on the black olive.
It is there, though, don't you notice?
It is. I know. Sometimes that turns me off until I drink it, but then it's not. One's not too bad.
It's typically not something we see in fresher wines.
I might have had some of this already prior.
You've probably had it, but you've yeah.
He's talking about in the immediate
about 25
10 minutes
ago, folks.
Yes, that's probably. Yeah, we were waiting on the unlicensed to get here because he's just a very busy man.
I'm a very busy man.
Yeah,
I was doing textured ceilings yesterday.
That sounds weird. What was his name?
Oh. What's that code word?
What's that song again we had a couple years ago?
Oh, Strawberry Wine.
Strawberry Wine.
His name was Finn.
His name was Finn, and he fixed my floors.
You know, people go back and listen to those episodes. You can because we can tell.
That guy, that was a great song.
And whenever I do,
that was a great episode.
Whenever I see them do that, I'm like, no, don't do that. It's like, then they don't ever come back. But you know, hey, whatever. We can see whatever you download, folks. I mean, yeah, we know.
But
yeah. So let's go in.
Let's get in here.
But
let's get in here and get a big mouthful, guys.
There's something else with the black olive there.
I don't know. Let me see this.
Okay, it's like a turpentine, like that little.
That doesn't sound good. There is a big olive feel.
There's a face. There's an eyebrow raise. And a rolling of the palate. Rolling of the eyes. Squirming of the face. Squishing of the face.
He's describing me
now he's
yesterday?
Gone to shaking the head.
Oh, yeah, that's raps.
Yeah, it's all the experiences I've just had drinking this wine. And there's one characteristic, Scott, that's going to make you do the same thing here very shortly. So just take a drink. Yeah. Steve, do you know what I'm referring to?
I am, only because I know I don't like it. I mean...
You love it? I wouldn't think you'd like this.
This is not for me.
This is not what I expected for
I'm not ready to get my grade, but this is not where I'm venturing, living. Mm. For a lot of reasons. I'll give you two big ones in a minute. Mm. I'm just...
First of all, it's a ramrod of a thing.
It is a ramrod of a
it
thing.
It just is.
What do you mean ramrod? Like you ram it down, you're ramming it down? Like ramming it down?
Yeah, it just rams right across your palate. There's no front palate, mid palate finish. It just goes...
The mid palate's there, and it's metallic. Oof. It is a metallic mid palate.
Well,
that's what it is.
Yeah. And it's not just a mid palate. It's not just a mid palate. It's a hanger on. It is. It's a holdover.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a less than objectionable characteristic, we'd be talking about how long this is. But it's not long. It's just that metallic taste. You can't get rid of it.
You know what's interesting about this one, though? It is fairly full medium bodied. I mean, it's fairly full for what the fruit is there, and it's full. And it has a lot of the red currant that we like, and it's dry. It's very dry. It's not particularly tannic, but it's dry. If that metallic mid palate wasn't there, we would probably be professing of how nice a little drink this was. It's a little bit old school.
It's just there's that objectionable thing.
Which will probably settle.
Or become more naked.
I don't think so. I think
because it's associated with acidity, so it'll calm down.
Yeah, I think so. I think that will mute. The one thing about the 16 they said, drink now between now and 2022.
Hmm.
Which, that's a long time. But 2020.
3 years.
Yeah. Then again, why are you buying an $11 bottle of wine to drink later because it's not very good right now? It's kind of the stupidity of it.
Right.
You might be buying some for a science experiment just to see what happens. I mean, that's what we've done. We've done that. We have the Souverain percolating and a few other things percolating.
But this, I could see. I guess if. I'm trying to think of something comparable to this metal taste.
We haven't had this much metallic.
No,
Columbia Cab has a slightly metallic edge. But it was not
like this.
It was a little more fleshed out, and it was a little bit leaner, so that the red currant is really big, and it kind of lends it. It lends a little bit of that fleshiness, and you come in, and it's kind of... You have one flavor profile that doesn't play well. Nothing plays well with metallic, but it doesn't play well, especially. It sets it off. Oof, it really accentuates it a little more than what you really would want to see.
This is not for me.
It's just...
It wouldn't be for
it's
you.
It's weird.
Well, yeah. I don't...
Is it for you?
Well, I think you have to really overlook that. It's a flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do we have something that you can taste good characteristics there that almost overcome this huge flaw.
And it still comes... I don't know... You know, this is the other thing. It's American oak. If it's new American oak, that could be a punch of oak that's popping through.
Could be.
That's different. That's not what this is, though.
I'm not sure.
This is super... I mean...
The metallic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're big.
It could be. I mean, is that a flaw that can come from new American oak?
No. That's acidity. Metallic is normally associated with acidity. But I think it's the Shiraz, or as I would like to say, Shiraz. That being said, this is infinitely better than 19 Crimes. Infinitely better. I mean, so far much better that it almost defies belief. Steve, you never had their Cabernet.
19 Crimes?
Yeah.
I've had 19 Crimes.
Really? I'd rather have 19 crimes committed on me.
Friend loves 19 crimes.
Well, you've said that, and you've named her.
I
hate to put it. I actually like 19 crimes. I do not like this. I think most people have a hard time.
It's for the price range is an unusual way to approach it.
Right.
Well, here's the thing about this, getting back to, there are characteristics in here that you can pull out, even aside this big flaw. There's a nice mocha chocolate or like a cherry cordial thing in the background.
But it's not a sweet cherry cordial.
But it's there. It's that kind of...
Right, but it's like a... Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like when you're at a strip joint and the stripper's really hot, but she has a bunch of zits on her face. That is what this wine is like. I can't get past the...
It might even be worse than that. It might be like zits on her back.
I mean, you're right. I feel like it has...
real whiteheads.
Right.
Even a couple blackheads. Right. Like a blackhead right on the end of the nose. Yeah.
Her name's Mercedes, and you're wanting it. But this is just like Mercedes, but you can't just get past it. I mean, I can't. The metal feel is just... It's overwhelming, man. I can't even get in to enjoy it.
I liked it more until Steve gave that description. Now I can't drink it. I agree.
I hear you, man. It's got some characteristics, but...
Yeah, it does.
But as soon as you get past that, it comes right back to that first feel in your mouth of metal.
Try to just, without quaffing it, just hit it. The metallic's not quite as prominent. It's still there.
What do you mean, just...
Just
a slow drink?
Yeah, just a nice sip. Don't pull air over it. It's not quite as metallic. When you quaff air over it, God, it's dominant.
No, I'd rather... I need to pull air over it because I don't like what it is, really. If you're just casually drinking it, mm-mm.
Casually makes it worse.
Then it's a metallic, slight dry raisin taste. That's not good. That's really not good. You need to draw it. That's the thing. It tastes like... You know what it tastes like to me? You got this raw barrel sample of wine that isn't quite sorted out yet, and it ain't ready to go. And as opposed to letting it sit there and mature for another year and a half, they roll it out. And so you get this underripe, acidic thing that could have been really good, but it wasn't given the opportunity to do what it needs to do.
Right.
Can young oak introduce acidity? Because it's not aged. No.
And once again, how do we get rid of acidity?
Malolactic fermentation.
And if that process wasn't fully thought through or wasn't taken to the extent that it should have been, it isn't as mellow as it should be. But I think also, yes, I think it's a punch of American oak that's peeking through there. And by when they say American oak barrels... That also calls into question, at $11, are you really using that? Are you using the little, slats in the barrels? Or are you, I don't know.
Slapping it in the young American oak, and then it's used once, and then you use it a second time, and it's no longer done.
I don't know. So it could be a myriad of things. Also, you have a hodgepodge of areas there that, I mean, Barossa, McLaurin Val, and Kunawara, and Pathway I like. Rat and Bully sometimes can be a little bit sketchy. And Pathway can be also sketchy. But your Barossa and your McLaurin Valley, that's where your Shiraz is coming from. And then Kunawara is probably where your Cab's coming from, with a little Pathway and a Rat and Bully mixed in there. So I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. I think that this example probably isn't the way to go. You could try their vintages to see how they come across. But yeah, that metallic edge. I think the Jacobs Creek Reserve Cabernet. That was very tannic, but it wasn't, acidic or metallic or anything. So.
Well, I'm trying. I don't remember anything we've ever done on the show this metallic. I've had some crap, cheap stuff. Some dumb Pinots that were real metallic.
Yeah. And actually, even as it opens up, it leans out a little bit, and you don't want that shit. You don't want a wine that is slightly metallic to lean the fuck out. So, we're going to take a break.
Nice.
And we're going to come back, right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we have a segment that is backed by popular demand. Well, my demand. But it's letters from the editor, but it's not our editor. It's we intercept letters to Wine Spectator. Now, like our letters, these are probably not real as well. We're just guessing. You know, Scott's here. He's got a few things that people have written in and asked their wine expert, Dr. Vinny. We're not quite sure what he's a doctor of, but we think he's a gynecologist. We're just really? Guessing.
Well, interesting.
A self-taught. Anyway.
Oh, aren't we all though?
That's true.
Okay, Scott. Sorry. Okay.
You know, with that, Scott, take her away.
Well, Dr. Vinny received a question from David.
David.
David asked why his wine labels from the Indiana appellation that the TTB rejected as wine labels for a state grown from his Indiana appellation.
Indiana appellation? You mean the state of Indiana?
Indiana is this appellation. Is this French? The term state can be used as long as the grapes are sourced from within an American viticulture area. And it's viticultural area.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that the TTB recognizes all states as AVAs. Should I fight them or just remove a state grown from my label and move on?
What?
Is this
Oliver Winery? Because we don't know.
Is the TTB and the AAA?
Are some vineyards in northeast Indiana.
Well, for clarification, would you tell the listeners and Steve what and me actually what TTB is?
I don't know what TTB is. They're the alcohol
tobacco
tax and trade bureau.
That's who it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people knew that, including myself.
Okay, the federal government.
I didn't know. You have to come from a single American viticulture area. Now, we thought there was no labeling requirement or no minimum requirement.
Well, what did Dr. Vinny say?
There are always federal requirements.
There are always federal requirements.
Dr. Vinny read in the persona of Lynette from All City.
Well, this is Lynette.
Lynette from All City.
Well, normally you ask David should be in a voice,
dear
too.
Dear David. Labeling laws sure can be confusing. You're right that the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau, the fuck is that? Or the TTB, arm of the federal government, insists that the term estate bottle or estate grown, as the TTB considers the term synonymous, must meet certain criteria, including that grapes have to come from a single American viticultural area, or AVA. That's like Ava Gardner. AVA.
Yeah, well, Ava had was better speaking.
David, we're sorry for making you sound like an idiot.
No, this is Dr.
Other states, including Indiana, are appellations of origin, but not AVAs.
Yes, I knew that. Indiana is not an AVA, David, you dipshit. And Indiana wines suck. So down to the next question.
Why would you ask anything about Indiana wines?
Why would you write in a magazine if you own a winery, presumably? Or is he making his own homemade wine in a bathtub? Don't they mostly make methamphetamine in Indiana?
Mostly.
Okay, that sounds right.
Indiana get enough
Sudafed. Laws are different than Ohio laws.
That's true.
On Sudafed?
On most cases.
In both states.
You can buy bulk liquor in Indiana for a price. Like you buy a case and get a case break in Ohio, you cannot. It's very similar to Florida.
Yeah, what about case breaks on Sudafed?
I'm not sure about Sudafed. Wine and liquor, yes.
Both states, though, methamphetamine, illegal.
Well, not if you can buy case quantities of Sudafed. Legal.
But it is.
Barring, you have to get busted.
And you buy it from your cousin who you're married to.
Or there's also moonshine.
Dr. Vinny.
There's also moonshine.
What sound-related adjectives are commonly used as wine descriptors?
What?
Dear Samantha, the word note first comes to mind. It's used quite often to describe a flavor or aroma in a wine, most often a subtle quality.
Most
specifically,
long.
Sometimes a wine might have base notes or top notes in their description.
This wine's getting better.
What the fuck is it?
I have been gone
note?
Too long.
There are plenty of other musical terms I see used to describe wine. Harmonious?
Oh, my.
Is the most obvious simile for a well-balanced might describe as being a chorus.
Oh, God.
A chorus.
Mm.
It's a chorus, Samantha.
Oh, God.
Sometimes flavors crescendo. One guy might have
you,
used
you don't
that
have
term.
To. You don't have to read the whole thing. If Dr. Vinny's that boring.
Oh, my God.
We might call great wine Or a winemaker, or a rock star. Just like Tommy. Tommy,
I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Pinball.
We can't
pull. I've been away for a while. I don't know what's going on.
I'm the one that set this segment up, but I can't figure it out.
Dear Dr. Vinny, is it safe to pour wine through copper scrub pads till the main hydrants?
I apologize.
Is it safe to pour wine through copper pads?
Scrub pads.
No, it's not.
To eliminate hydrogen sulfide.
No. No, it's not.
Even Dr. Vinny says, whoa, that's a crazy question.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So let's just get back to this. All right.
Do you have a Veron in your house?
Yes, I do. I have two of them, actually.
That was a great bottle.
I know. Play your cards right.
I might have a Napa Valley.
So are there any good questions? I can't believe it. Let's just
Dr. Vinny.
Let's just be
honest. This is from Sonia.
Sonia?
Sonia's Italian.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
I'm new to wine.
Are you?
So I still have a lot to learn. What are the most important words for wine? What are the most important words for wine? We're going to have
what ethnicity is the guy? Is he Australian? What is going on?
How do you know he's a he?
That was a woman.
I don't even know.
Reserved.
I mean, all I know is this has gotten really weird for me.
Yes, I was
well,
weird.
I've been away for a long
time. So, I just said I've been away way too long.
This is requested.
I didn't request this. I requested something different.
What are the most important awards for wine? Well, obviously,
Wine Spectator
Top 100. Fairfield County Social Media Podcast Awards.
That's not an award.
Oh, yes, it's an award.
Wine Vault Trivia Award. That's important.
Oh, that's important. But yes. So is the Fairfield County Social Media Podcasting Award.
That's just us.
I wouldn't say that. You don't know that.
Who won this year?
We did.
That award hasn't been awarded yet.
Yeah. We're worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
I think we won in Croatia.
Prestige.
We're getting an award from Croatia.
Oh, really? That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah. Basically.
That's a far, far land away.
Dr. Vinny said.
Big in the Philippines, too.
The Wine Spectator is.
Malaysia. Here we're really. You guys are really big in Malaysia.
Actually, we're not. No. Indonesia. All the Muslim countries we are, strangely enough.
Right. Strange enough. They love you. They love us.
Oh, they do. Yes.
Like the old episodes.
Dear Rob the wine guy, what does it mean to say a wine is sculpted from Alfonso in Ennepetal, Germany? Ennepetal?
First of all, it was Dr. Vinny, not me. But
I'm asking Rob the wine
guy. That a wine is sculpted?
What does it mean to say a wine is sculpted?
What? I don't know. It means nothing. It has no meaning whatsoever. It's crafted.
Very nice.
Who writes these things? First of all, they're fake letters. No.
Why
wines sound like music? What? I mean, nobody writes that. You would actually physically put that on a postcard or in a letter, put it in an envelope, address the envelope, stamp the envelope, mail it.
Rob
or
the
email.
Wine guy.
Yeah.
Can a coffee filter remove sulfites from
no.
wine?
No. A Scotch-Brite pad can, folks. Or if you pour your wine into bleach and mix it.
And the winner is, save for last.
If your wine's too dry, add some, antifreeze. It sweetens it. Try that, folks.
Dear Dr. Vinny.
And you're warm all winter long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dear Dr.
Life,
Vinny.
You're dead.
Yes.
In the role of Dr. Vinny, played by Rob the Wine Guy.
Mm.
I often freeze my wine. And well, I thought, I sometimes find crystal sediments.
Where is he?
How can I get rid of them?
We're mocking it.
Rupesh, Nepal.
What? What are you fucking...
That's the winner. That's the question.
Why would you freeze your fucking wine? What, you make a slushy? And the crystal's ice, dickhead.
Sediments. Ice would flow.
The still would taste pretty good. Like a Chardonnay slush.
If you're in Nepal, what the hell's the difference, man?
Think about it. You got nothing going on.
You're climbing a mountain.
Oh, you're happy to have a Chardonnay slush in Nepal.
That's true.
Dr. Vinny says, by freezing your wine, you're unintentionally putting it through a process called cold stabilization. What is this, a Coors Light commercial?
Could be.
Oh, boy.
Tartrate crystals.
Titrate.
Folks.
Tartrate.
Help me.
Titrate is a chemical process.
Help me get out of here.
Are you... Introduce at a set
Somebody
rate
help me.
chemicals into another chemical. It's titration.
That was the most interesting thing we've done. So, trapped. Folks, we're going to take a break.
I feel trapped.
Well, Dr. Vinny's letters this time were even worse. See, they're so bad. It's hard to actually fathom someone writes those letters.
I agree.
They seem unbelievable.
Crystal sediment.
Would you write that?
There's got to be some ones that have some meat to it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And maybe write in a different voice.
I'd be like, you know what I'd say? I'd say, Dr. Vinny, why does a clump of grapes look like my balls?
Right. Why do my balls look like a clump of grapes? Yeah. And if they are a clump of grapes, what vintage
are they?
But
a low-yield clump of grapes.
Pinot?
Pinot. Huh? Round.
Round.
Ripe.
Right. Which way do you want to produce this?
And Dr. Vinny, I've included a picture of my balls.
For you. Yeah. I'd actually like anybody who's listening to send the picture of their balls to Dr. Vinny. Well, actually, here at the Wine Vault, to Scott.
To Scott, yeah.
And Scott will diagnose and look at those and find out what vintage those would be.
Scott
would
is our in-house Dr. Vinny. He is. So
the contest is send your balls in.
Yeah.
Picture of your balls to Scott here at the Wine Vault.
Well, Scott just likes
I'll
to
read
look
the
at
results
pictures of...
And, oh,
yeah.
And we will...
Scottish.
That's true. We'll say that's a Chardonnay vintage.
It's true. And also, there's a bonus because Scott just likes looks at pictures of testicles. So does, right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. So, folks, we're back. Superstar was just in amazement. I'm sure that won't... What we tried to do was a potpourri with Dr. Vinny questions. However, this time the Dr. Vinny questions were so bizarre. They were hard to laugh at, although Scott did his best.
I did.
But Steve actually was reading some of the questions in absolute amazement. One thing we'd like to say, first of all, Dr. Vinny, go fuck yourself. But second...
We like Dr. Vinny.
Not really.
Wine Spectator, don't put that... The wine vault. Right. When we make up dumbass questions, we make shit up. They're smarter than the crap they allegedly really got.
Right.
We should start writing letters to the Wine Spectator.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And we can read it. When we post, we can talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Our barrels of oak as hard as my pecker.
Right.
Which is a question.
Which for me right now is pretty hard, folks. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. You know, if you don't believe me, hold on. There you go. Let me put that away.
I classed it up. I use the term pecker.
Right.
That's classic.
Which is opposed to...
Dong.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Yeah. Dong.
Schlong.
Yeah. Or as we like to say, my penis.
Yes. Penis.
Peonies.
Or dong. Dong along. Shalong.
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 Shalong. Wang. Shalong. Wang's a good word.
Wang. You know, I like Wang.
Wang.
It's not used enough in American society today.
It's not. Just like
with a little bit of curious
editing. I'm a big advocate of the double bird. What happened to the double bird? Everybody just flips you off with a single. What happened to the double?
I mean,
two
fingers.
Yeah,
be like this.
It takes more effort, I think.
It does.
Most of the time, they're either driving or talking with the other finger.
People
that's
are
what
yeah, there's two right. wrapped up in themselves to give a proper admonishment of the double flip.
I agree.
And by
I
the
agree.
Way, just to put on the record, I got you on recording saying that you like Wang, which is fantastic because I can use that.
I like Wang Chung.
But you already said you like Wang.
I mean, everybody has a certain degree of Wang.
Well, I'm just saying. I'll use it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'll hit myself in the head with a Wang before. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time.
Somebody Whose Wang was it?
Someone
else. Huh? Whose Wang was it?
I don't know what his name was.
They'll click on the website. The first thing they
Call
go
me
is
by
Steve
surprise.
Saying, I like Wang.
I would hope that catches you by surprise.
Every time they click on something, it'll be Steve saying, I like Wang.
Wang Chung tonight.
Oh, that too. It's fantastic.
Everybody Wang Chung
tonight. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Everybody have fun tonight.
Right. Because everybody's Wang Chung tonight.
What is Wang? Is that dancing?
I think it's a song. I'm not quite sure what Wang Chung came by. But
I remember that song.
I think we can do better than Vinny, at least making people feel simpler. He has a lot of high words.
It's fine.
For the average person who buys wine, they don't understand what the hell he's talking about.
Well, those people that wrote those letters, the answer is no fucks, dick, or right. Dumbass.
Well, he wrote the letters to himself.
Yes, that's true. That's the best you can
Sorry, Vinny, but you did. We all know you did.
Nobody really wrote those letters.
No.
Nobody's that stupid.
No.
Even shut up, Charlie. You know.
Even we're not going to do that. Our letters are going to be filled with cuss words and profanity.
Or actually ask questions.
Or not. I'm just kidding. This is a family show.
That's right, folks.
Let's just give it a minute. This is a good tune right here.
It is.
Who sings this song, Scott?
Wang Chung.
Wang Chung.
So that's why everybody Wang Chung tonight. It's self-promotion.
It's a good wine drinking song.
Yeah. To Canungahill or a better one?
There's a billion miles.
Boom.
For you tonight.
Oh. Everybody.
Everybody knows.
Everybody. Why, Wang Chung. Tonight.
Why tease us like that?
Because trying to get the subject off schlongs and wangs and.
Hey, man. It just happens. So, anyway, with that said,
we're
going to go around the room. We're going to get a review of the 15 Penfolds Canunga Hill Southeast Australian Shiraz Cabin. They wanted me to say all those things so it would delay the fact that they were. Their forward execution here. So we're going to start off with Steve.
Oh, boy.
Who I don't think cares for this wine.
Well, let me give it another objective taste here.
Yeah, I forgot to even think about it in terms of a score, so I better start doing that, too.
Just give it a little waffle, right?
Yeah, waffle some air.
I was thinking more of symbols.
Chicken. For it. Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't help much, but... I don't know.
If anything, it's continuing to soften a little bit.
There's a little less metal taste now.
It really is a little less.
You know, it's been a half hour. So
how long had this decanted, brother man?
I mean, I don't have that kind of time when I'm drinking.
An hour and a half.
For dinner. I usually like to drink for dinner and enjoy myself.
It's starting to get a little spicier on the finish. Maybe a little bit more tannin, but
I give it 85.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm nearby there.
Yeah.
Particularly with these last couple tastes, that it has softened a little bit. That metallic taste has softened. It's still there. It's still prominent.
Mm-hmm.
What it's not is that hang on to the back of my palate thing. That's gone. That
bizarro shit. Yeah.
There is a nice little wine back there. I wonder if you're right that if you held on to this for a year that metallic taste would dissipate.
Just a year. Crazy. Maybe 6 months, a year. Just to let it maybe just settle. I don't know.
Because I'll tell you right now, I would score this higher than the score I'm going to give it, but I can't get over that objectionable metallic taste. Whether it's softened or not, that was there. You can't take that scar from my memory bank. And because of that, I'm going to give it an 84.
84?
Which, you know, 85 kind of, sort of. Is it good? Would I get it again? Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I might give this a try again, but I'll be afraid. I'll be afeared. I wouldn't look forward to it. I do not recommend it.
Well, you're not going to open it that night. That's for sure. You're going to hold on to it. Just like you would anything that's precious. So.
Precious.
So it comes down to me. And what I get to do always is say who in this room is right. Is it Scott? Is it Steve? Who can say? Well, I can say.
We can say.
I mean, you're both pretty close to where it is. But I'll agree. I think that there is a little bit of merit there hiding, possibly. It needs 6 months, a year, you know. And often we buy value wines to sit them on our shelves.
We do that all the time.
I like to hold
I'd recommend doing that.
You know what? I'd like to fill up space in my wine cellar with cheap wines because that's what I like to do. But I'm going to agree with Steve because I think at 85 is fair. I think it's fair. Recommended? No, because in that price range, there's better things. I mean, hey, a Renwood Lodi's in. That's available. I mean, there's some good wines in there. If you come on Hecula, a change of religion. So not recommended by the wine vault.
You can find a free bottle of Hecula.
I'd steal a bottle of Hecula. I'd actually murder someone to take their 13 Hecula. Yeah, and I'll and quite frankly, wine.com, go fuck yourself, because you keep showing me fucking ads for 13 Hecula. So I pull up the fucking ad, and it's sold out. Quit advertising the fucking wine if you don't have it.
Teasing you. That's because you're not in the steward program.
Motherfuckers. I never need. I don't want to see an ad for something that I covet.
Join the stewardship program. Maybe you'll have one available.
I don't need to join the stewardship program. You're in it. So, folks. With that,
I got that bottle. You didn't, buddy. Man,
you're saying, I'm a steward. Are you bidding adieu?
We're going to bid adieu on this. Close the book on this fucker.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it, man.
And see you next time for Wine Vault Trivia.
Peace out.
Here on the Wine Vault.
Ooh, no. Cheers.